Now we're heading overseas again, by phone of course, to meet another farmer, this time a Canadian cattle rancher. Travis Wasco farms less than 50 kilometres north of Canada's border with Montana.
We live in the Cypress Hills of Saskatchewan. It's a hill range that's kind of tucked in the southwest corner of Saskatchewan and the southeast corner of Alberta. It's a beautiful, beautiful part of the world. Higher elevation, good native grass country, and a lot of people think of Saskatchewan as maybe more of a grain farming type of a area, but we're tucked up into the hills where we run a beef cattle operation, and yeah, it's great country for cattle.
So what do you farm? What sort of cattle and how many?
We run a purebred operation of about 250 purebred Hereford and Red Angus cows. And then we run about 550 commercial cows as well.
Tell me about the year that you've had. I think summer brought drought.
In my young career, it was definitely the most challenging year we've ever had. I know my dad says it was even worse than 88, which is kind of, in these parts of the world, it's kind of what everyone gauges the driest year towards is 88 and I think 85. So it was a challenging year. We seed a lot of acres. We put about 3,000 acres of barley in a year, and with the hopes of, you know, baling about half of it, silaging some, and combining about half of it. And we baled it all this year, and we averaged about a half a bale the acre. Some of the fields we couldn't even cut. It was just turned cows out in it. It looked like the fields had been kind of sprayed right out, and they just, the heat and the lack of moisture, just the plant just more or less just died. I had never seen anything like it.
How many bales would you usually get per acre?
On a normal year, 2.5 to 3. The stuff we cut, actually, we ended up with a half a bale. If you took into consideration the acres we didn't cut and bale that we just grazed, it was more like a third of a bale. So it was about as much of a crop failure as I think you could have.
How little rain did you get?
I'm kind of just guessing here, but I think on normal years we're about 7 to 9 inches in the summer, and I think we were only had about 2 to 3 this year. But it wasn't even so much the lack of moisture. It was, we had more heat than we've ever had. Like normally we're getting 3 to 4 days a month of 35 to 40 degree weather, where this year I think we had like 35 out of 40 days went over 30 degrees. It was just really, really hot, and the crops just burnt with the lack of moisture.
In New Zealand, the farmers here are getting quite good prices for beef at the moment, for their beef cattle. How is it for you?
Yeah, I've heard it's strong over there. No, it's quite a frustrating market right now. We're not. I think we sold our steers this year for the same price we've sold for the last 4 or 5 years, maybe less. So it's been really frustrating because our costs have gone up so much with feed and equipment. And the beef market, no, it's not good. I think two main factors here the last 2 years. I think there was going to be an upswing in prices, and then COVID happened and the market was flooded. And then it looked like we were going to have a good year this year, and then the drought happened. So then once again, the market was flooded. And there was people like us that were forced to sell the calves off the cows right in the fall. You couldn't afford to go buy feed and put it into them. So that kind of flooded the market. Yeah, the prices reflected that, and there's just not a lot we can do about it.
What are the challenges farmers facing in your province?
I would say just the cost of everything is just skyrocketing. You know, we just bought a new tractor. We could have bought the same tractor 5 years ago for half the price. Fertilizers is almost doubled. Well, it has doubled this year. The price of feed is just crazy right now. It's about 250 to 300 bucks a ton laid in here. So that's about double what normal price is. And we're not getting paid anymore for our product.
You're going into winter. How has it been so far?
Yeah. For our normal conditions, we're normally minus 10 to minus 20 Celsius, and it was plus 10 today. So we're unseasonably warm right now. Like, it's probably one of the warmest Novembers that I ever remember. So it's really helped us out, because we haven't had to start feeding cows yet. Normally every day you feed is probably, I don't know, $4,000 to $5,000. So it's a huge saving every day that we can go without feeding here.
How much snow do you usually get?
I would say on an average year, we'd have a foot of snow on the level. But in the coulees, you know, there could be eight-foot snowbanks and 10-foot snowbanks in the coulees, kind of on the spots that the snow settles from the wind. But it varies every year. Like right now, we have no snow. And by now, last year, we had 2 feet of snow.
Are your cows outside year-round, or do you have to bring them in winter?
No, all our cows live year-round out on native prairie out in the hills. Our ranch is pretty much all native grass, and they run on about 16,000 acres of grass. So all we do in winter is we bring them closer into a 1,500-acre field that's closest to the yard here, so makes feeding easier. And then we have solar units set up off of wells to water the cows in the winter.
Right, because it would typically freeze over, wouldn't it, if you just had a trough?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. No, so we have, I think, 19 winter watering bowls on the place. They're all wired for heat and all insulated, and we monitor them daily. And it's a big part of winter here. Is kind of the first thing you do in the morning before you even start feeding is checking watering bowls and make sure they're all working, and then you go about your day feeding. Yeah, just going back to your point about the cows spend all winter, we have terrific natural topography for shelter. We have deep coulees, we have trees. These cattle can really get into the bush and get out of the elements. The main thing is when we get a winter storm, when it's minus 20, minus 30, if they can get out of the wind, that's everything to them. And then if you keep their bellies full of feed and energy, you go out in the bush in minus 30 and those cows are content, they're happy, as long as they're out of the wind.
What about you? Sometimes you have to work in minus 20, minus 30 degrees. How's that? What do you have to wear?
Yeah, well, we dress up and it's normal life for us. You know, you wake up normal days in the winter, it's minus 20, and we just cover up. Well, actually, I don't even wear coveralls, but just good winter boots and good thick gloves. And we have a shop, so all our tractors stay indoors during the night. We can keep all of our equipment warm so that when we get out there, we're stepping into warm equipment. And it is a big challenge. The worst is dealing with the minus 40 when the wind comes up. That's when your watering bowls freeze. And that becomes quite a challenge. You know, because you can't do anything with your gloves on. So your hands are out there. You're pretty exposed. But you do whatever you can. And as long as we can, you know, get out in the elements for 15, 20 minutes, you're cold and then you warm back up. you can get a lot done.
Travis Wasco from East End, Saskatchewan. If you want to find it on a map, it's between the cities of Swift Current and Medicine Hat. And Travis mentioned coulees, they're gullies.